too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January 23rd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a lot to do today. We're going to review a lot today. Got some pretty interesting midweek topics to get into today. A lot to do here on this Wednesday. We are certainly going to review Florida State's 77-68 victory over Clemson in men's basketball last night down in Tallahassee. The Tigers had them a halftime lead of 41-35, but got outscored by 15 in the second half, 42-27. And we'll talk about how the second half unfolded and talked about, maybe some a few positives early, and then how Florida State kind of took over the game in the second half. We'll get to that coming up. Speaking of college basketball, Duke went to Pittsburgh and won last night. Second-ranked Blue Devils won 79-64. Third-ranked Virginia crushed Wake Forest 68-45. Fifth-ranked Michigan held on against Minnesota 59-57. Eighth-ranked Kentucky starting to play a little better now. Kentucky beat 22nd-ranked Mississippi State 76-55. Upset in Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State trips up 14th-ranked Texas Tech 58-45. Buffalo loses last night for just the second time. Northern Illinois beat 14th-ranked Buffalo 77-55. Gamecocks got another big win, now 5-1 in the SEC. They beat 16th-ranked Auburn 80-77. Villanova, ranked 18th in the country, beat Butler 80-72, and it was Alabama upsetting 20th-ranked Ole Miss 74-53 in Mr. Philpott's game after the Clemson game last night. ACC, the only game outside of Clemson, Florida State, unranked. Georgia Tech beat Notre Dame 63-61 in Hotlanta the last evening. And the only SEC game involving non-ranked teams, Florida over Texas A&M, 81-72. So we can talk about those things as this show progresses. Hall of Fame yesterday, four players voted into the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera, Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, and Mike Mussina. I have some thoughts about those guys. We'll get to that coming up. A couple of South Carolina football news and notes to tell you about. Tyson Williams, South Carolina running back, entered the transfer portal. We'll get to that today. And the Gamecocks get a commitment from Deion Sanderson. Shiloh Sanders, defensive back out of Texas, commits to South Carolina. Three-star defensive back. We'll talk about that. A strange hiring in college football for position coach. We'll get to that here maybe in this hour. Mike Farrell from Rivals has his top players for 2019. We'll tell you a couple of Clemson Tigers in the top 10, according to him. I do want to talk about, as I teased yesterday, leadership out there and what the leadership situation looks like at Clemson next year and how that's a big void. Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell and those guys leave a pretty big void behind with that one. So we can talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. And then I saw a very interesting thread, I think, on Tiger Illustrated last night that we'll get to in the second hour. Is Alabama Clemson's biggest rival now? Some ways yes, some ways no. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well. Super Bowl still a few, about a week and a half away now. This weekend, Torrey Pines in golf. Clemson, NC State on the road in basketball tonight. Clemson at NC State women's basketball. So a lot to talk about today. But the single most important thing I do every single day, besides kissing my beautiful wife goodbye and rubbing her belly and feeling Drake and Aaron and feeding Marlon, taking him outside. Besides that, very, very high on the totem pole is introducing the host of segment two, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the guy that has just a nice, clean look over there with his new do, man. My goodness gracious. Somebody did a bang-up job on that hair. Zach Oar. Yeah, boy!
Unanimous selection to the Major League Baseball Hall of
touché,
Fame.
Touche,
touche. Woo, mama.
First one ever, which is a shame, but first one ever.
It is a shame. I completely agree with that, but I'm very happy in my own right that it's Mariano Rivera.
Very nice.
So very excited about that. We're going to talk all about that today.
Oh, yeah. Is that segment two?
Yeah. I feel like we should jump into that. It's Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
One of those guys is not like the other three. Let's be very clear about that. But we'll get into that in a second. How are you today? How was your ride in? Tell me everything. I don't spare a detail.
I think two of the guys aren't like the other.
Actually, I'm saying one guy is Mariano.
Oh, Mariano's not like, yes. But as we know, we've now gotten to the Hal Baines, the Jim Tomes, the Hall of Good is what we're doing now.
I think the Hall of Fame is changing. I'm not necessarily sure it's, you know what, we'll jump into it in a second.
Okay.
How are you? How was your ride in? How's the wife? How's the pregnancy? Are we going to get a call today? Is this the day?
Oh, I got scared last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she goes to bed. We go to bed early, man. Mm-hmm. But she goes to bed. I'm still watching the game. And she says, babe. And I run back there. She says, can you get me a towel? I thought, oh, here we go. Water bus. Waterbrook. Mm-hmm. The cap on the lotion. She's trying to put lotion on her belly. The cap had busted and lotion had gone all over her stomach. So it wasn't the water broken. It was the lotion bottle broke. So of the two things that had to break last night, you want your water to break.
How was your response?
You don't want it
time?
Right now. I was like, oh my God, my heart started pounding. I'm like, you know, have all these plans about, we're going to be really calm, really cool. And I get that. I'm running down the hallway. I'm like, I'll go.
Did you have the go bag in hand?
Passports, I had it. Cash. The car was cranked.
Good.
It was gone. Yeah, the cash, the getaway bag, the passports, everything was there. So that was pretty good.
Car was cranked. She's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm passing out cigars out in the foyer.
Have you gotten into the habit of backing into the driveway now so you can just pull right out?
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point. Touche, buddy. I'm very good. Very good.
You got to think about that. It's little things.
That happened today.
It's the little things.
That's right. Revving on up. You did that here at the station not too long ago.
I do it every once in a while, just because it's something different to do.
That's what you truck people do. besides that, good. Hit golf balls yesterday. Hurt my back.
It was a little chilly yesterday.
It was too cold to be doing it. But I had the fever, man. I got some thoughts about swings. And
the fever, you had a little itch? You had a scratch?
Yeah, I had to scratch it yesterday a little bit. Nice lunch with my buddies. Worked show prep stuff and then lunch and then a little golf and then a little Clemson basketball, a little meal with the wife and just, you know, typical day. Pretty good.
What was the special yesterday?
Chicken taco.
Chicken taco?
Yeah.
There you go.
Taco.
Soft shell?
Yes, of course.
There you go.
Yeah. I figured Mexican food out. It's some sort of tortilla. It's a corn or flour, and it's either hard or soft. And inside of it is some sort of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that, but really, you can call it enchilada, you can call it burrito, you can call it a tamale, you can call it you can call it whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sort of tortilla, hard or soft, shell, and then some sort of meat or protein inside. That's it.
So it's some sort of delivery system with ingredients inside, much like every cuisine.
No. There. You tell me, what's the difference in a tamale and a burrito?
A burrito?
Yeah.
I don't.
An enchilada and a burrito. There's no difference. It's the same.
It's how it's prepared. It's different.
It's the same, man. It tastes the same to me. You got a little bit of beef or a little bit of chicken in there. That's it. Hard or soft beef or chicken. That's it.
Listen, I know you love your lunch place, and it's a good place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it is the ideal representation of Mexican cuisine.
It's not, but it's another great example of this. You can't mess that up. You grill you some chicken. You put you some lettuce in there, some tomatoes in there, some onions in there. You put a little sauce on it. You wrap it up. There you go.
Have you had, like, dynamite Mexican food before?
I think so. I think so. Oh, this is where you're going to pull the culture card on me.
No, I'm just saying, like, if
you people in the South don't know Mexican food.
No.
Like, New Jersey's the bastion of Mexican food.
There's a lot of immigrants in the Northeast. Let's be clear about that.
Well, let's be clear about one other thing, too. There's a lot of immigrants everywhere because now you get any food anywhere.
Hold on now. I was not going to go that direction.
Okay.
I'm just saying, once you've had it, it makes a difference in other things. Like, for instance, you go, Chinese food tastes the same. Same stuff. Once you've had good Chinese food, like actually good stuff, the regular slot that you can get for $6.99 on the lunch special, it just doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, that's different.
It isn't.
But I'll tell you this, because our world is smaller now, because of our country is smaller now.
It's more accessible.
It is, and that's why
that's awesome.
That's why Epcot sucks now.
Oh, no, Epcot's still, that's not true. I haven't been there in years, but I'm sure it's still great.
Well, I mean, in the old days, you go, oh, my God, you get authentic German food. Let's go to Epcot. First of all, German food sucks. But so let's go to that. Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Brats and beers and chocolate. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you can go get that somewhere in Greenville. You know what I'm saying? You get, let's go get some, you get it anywhere now. Even the big chain stuff. Even the nice stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You get all that stuff. Anyway, we got way off on that tangent. The most important question I had, what'd you do yesterday, buddy? You had a little Clemson basketball last night. You had a little Brad Sinkins. So you were here all day yesterday.
Yeah, we did Brad's show. Thanks again for him having me on. It was a nice little 3 hours to spend after this one. Went home, hung out with the pup, and came back and did men's basketball last night as they fell in Tallahassee, unfortunately.
I hated that for him.
Great first half. And the wheels came off in the second.
I hated that for him. And I hate to have this attitude. I hate feeling this way. But two things. Because you've heard this forever in basketball, they go, well, obviously you can't keep this up. You know, why do we say that in basketball? Is we fall in this trap of believing it. You shot 50% from the field, 50% from three in the first half. Well, you can't keep this up. Well, Florida State kept it up. They shot 50%, well, not all the way up. They shot 50% from three in the first half and 38 in the second half. But you kind of had this feeling, A, because it's Clemson basketball, and B, because it's basketball, that you weren't going to see Amir Sims go for 15 again in the second half. Why is that? Like, if you have 15 in the first half, you'd say, you know what, man, I can get 15 in the second half. But you go, oh, no. And that did some things to stop it. But the other side of it is the Tigers shot 50% from the field, 50% from three in the first half, and had them a nice 6-point lead. Scored 41 points against a good defense. Second half, 27 points. Second half, 1 of 9 from three. Just 38% from the field. You know what I'm saying? It's like you had this feeling because we're told that all the time. And mainly because I've watched Clemson basketball for 45 years. But you see what I'm saying? Like, did you really feel confident? A 6-point lead last night. Did you feel confident at halftime?
You felt optimistic. I wouldn't say confident.
I didn't.
But I was optimistic of the performance that you had in the first half.
I didn't.
You weren't optimistic of what you just saw on the court?
No, here's the deal. I felt they played great in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, offensively, I thought it was the best half that I can remember seeing this season.
I'd agree with that.
I didn't have confidence that they would do it in the second half.
I don't know if I had confidence, but you felt optimistic coming out of the first. You had to. You just said it was the best first half they had all year.
Yeah, but because we see this happening in basketball all the time, that, oh, well, they can't do that for two halves. We talk about, Duke can and Virginia can and teams like that can, but we talk about it all the time. I don't know why we fall in that trap. The other thing that didn't feel good was Florida State so much deeper, so much more athletic, and you knew they were going to turn their defense up a little bit. Give Florida State credit. Florida State is a better team. Right?
Yeah.
And it showed, and they pulled away in the second half. But I hated to be this way. Didn't want to be this way. But you could just see that 1-for-9 in the second half from three coming. Clemson's not a great three-point shooting team. That's not who they are. But when you go 4-of-8 in the first half, you're like, well, in the second half, they're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to repeat that. It's not who they are. And I don't like it. But it's like, that's the feeling that you have. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely 100% wacko crazy. But I wasn't very confident coming into it. And I didn't think the Sims would be able to repeat it. Didn't think that, I don't know, the bench. Now, you did get, I thought Clyde Trapp played well. I thought that was one of his best offensive games. But too many easy baskets, not enough three-point defense. Clemson's not number 299 in the country three-point defense. Don't know why that's the case. But you kind of like, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm just a negative Nelly when it comes to Clemson basketball. I kind of felt it coming. Did you?
I mean, you know,
be honest.
I work the broadcast, so you never want to feel like a loss is coming. And you're trying to remain optimistic during the tougher times. And last night, after the first half, I genuinely felt optimistic heading into the second because of the way they played.
All right, let me ask you this.
When things escalated in the second half, it wasn't hard for me to throw my hands up.
Let me ask you this. And I want to be clear about this, man. I don't want to feel this way, but I have to be honest about how I feel. If I'd have told you at halftime, Zach, you get to pick one team. I'm going to bet you $1,000. You get to pick one team to win this game. Who's you pick?
Come on, man. I mean, last night, I would have picked Florida State.
Right. Even though you're up by six. Anyway, a little bit of thoughts on that. All right, I can't wait for segment two because you're gonna talk Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, baby.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome, baby, with a capital A. Are you kidding me?
It is Wednesday today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Thursday, a.k.a. the beginning of Tiger Woods' tour year.
At Torrey.
I mean,
that's going to be awesome, baby, with the capital A.
Is he not the favorite this weekend?
I don't know.
Doesn't Vegas have him as the favorite?
I don't know what his offseason looked like. Did he ski and go on his boat and play with his kids, or did he work? I don't know. I know he worked out, but
he's taking days off because of his body. He's also going to cut down on his tour time. I don't know if you saw that. Like his events.
Yeah.
He's not going to play as many as he did last year.
Right. Doesn't need to.
And he's been able to step away and then be able to work that much harder by his own account on the days that he does work. So we'll see what happens.
We will. We're looking forward to it. At Engineered Sleep, these people are awesome. I want you to go, and you can go to their facility and watch them as these materials are cut and glued and sewed and taped. Eventually they produce and are able to manufacture this incredible bed for you. You can have it in 1 to 5 days of when you place your original order. There is no middleman. So this is how you can afford this kind of mattress. It doesn't sit around in a warehouse collecting dust, but it is made to your specs that exactly what you're looking for. So this is an experience. They will teach you how to buy a mattress, things to look for in a mattress, and all the shortcuts that other companies do, the big companies do. But we're doing it right here in Greenville. We're lucky to have this. So you want to be treated like family. You want to make sure you're 100% satisfied with it. Go to Engineered Sleep off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. It's engineeredsleep.com. Jay and Davis Orders have a great business going. And I'm going to tell you right now, I slept like a baby last night as a result of their hard, hard work. Engineered Sleep. We'll take a break. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of hour number one here on the Mickey Plyler Show. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney. We'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident, personal injury, or if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration, and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He is a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our upstate community and Clemson for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Mickey, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame announced 4 new inductees yesterday. I'm sure you didn't have any hot takes on Twitter about it, so we'll dive into it for your unique and first-time reactions this morning. Mariano Rivera, the famed Yankees closer, unanimously selected, appearing on all 425 ballots submitted yesterday. Edgar Martinez, the designated hitter, marking, I believe, just the second DH to get in behind Frank Thomas. And starting pitchers Roy Halladay and Mike Mussina were all elected to the Hall yesterday. As we mentioned, Mariano, 100% of the vote. Roy Halladay was also a first ballot Hall of Famer, receiving 85.4% of the vote. Mike Mussina, 76.7, clearing the 75% threshold by just 7 votes. And Edgar Martinez, in his final year on the ballot, received a lot of support, 85.4% of the vote. He received just 27% 4 years ago. So his election is a bit of a surprise to me, at least. I don't know if it is to you, but it seems to be a big jump in just 4 years. But congratulations to all four of them. Mariano, obviously very deserving. The man was the best at his profession for seemingly his entire career. He holds all the meaningful records. He is a dominant postseason performer. He gave up two home runs in the playoffs and World Series, the last being in the year 2000. And since then, he appeared in, I think it was 60 playoff and World Series games and did not allow a home run after that. It was truly a remarkable career, one that I was fortunate enough to grow up watching, one I know that you watched as well throughout its entirety, and it was a fun day yesterday to reminisce and see old highlights and see how dominant he was, how dominant that cutter was on Major League Baseball hitters.
Let me start from the top.
Mariano Rivera.
Well, about just the big picture of voting.
No, no. We're going to go negative with it right off the bat?
No. We need to take away some of these people's voting privileges.
So we are going to go negative. Okay, go ahead.
Not negative, just real. Yesterday, Placido Polanco got votes for the Hall of Fame. If you voted for Placido Polanco, if you voted for Miguel Tejada, if you voted for Michael Young, if you voted for Todd Helton, Scott Rolen, Jeff Kent, you need to take your, they need to take those people's votes away from them. All right. Secondly, Edgar Martinez, we'll get to Edgar in a minute. All right. It's a shame that I'm happy for Mariano. He's the first unanimous choice. It's a shame that who voted against Babe Ruth? Who voted against Willie Mays, you know?
Hank Aaron, Jack Robinson.
Right. Who voted against him? But that being said, and we're going to get biased because we're saying the Yankees on this thing. The man played in 13 All-Star games. He won 5 World Series. He's World Series Most Valuable Player, the ALCS Most Valuable Player, 5-time Rolaids Relief Man of the Year Award, the Major League Baseball Saves Leader. There is no doubt, and this is the how Hall of Fame voting should be. Whenever you watch Mariano Rivera, and I watched him in person several times, whenever he was warming up in the bullpen, he looked out there, or whenever you saw him coming in and you heard Metallica, oh, by the way, good job, Metallica, for congratulating him last night. I don't know if you saw that or
did
not.
Did they? I didn't see it.
Very cool video message there. But whenever you saw it or heard the music, what you said to yourself was, oh, boy, I get to watch a Hall of Famer today. And
there's no doubt.
In every measurable way, shape, or form. And some folks will say, well, it's a closure. Closures don't belong. If that's your thing, I get it. Knock yourself out. But Mariano Rivera is the best of the best and was the best of the best for an extended amount of time. And that's what a Hall of Fame bust should look like. That's what, when you go down and you list the accomplishments below, that's what it should have below. He was the best of the best for a very long time. And he's a great example of what the Hall of Fame should be. So, yes. And on top of that, really good guy and highly thought of among his peers and among the writers and all that kind of stuff. So, make no mistake, the reason that he got 100% was because the writers really liked him and he was a great guy, interviews and guys liked him. He's a Hall of Famer no matter what, but nobody had anything negative to say about the guy. And history was made last night. Did you see the call to his family?
I did see the call, yes.
He was more excited. He knew he was getting in. He was more excited about 100%. That was the question. Would it be 100% or not? Now, not all the voters voted. I know we had the one guy from Boston that abstained because he didn't want to get in the way of the 100%, but he wasn't going to vote for him. So I see that. And I don't know how often they got the people who can vote don't vote. But baseball writers, good job, 100%, no doubt about it.
I'm with you, yes. And you were going to dive into Edgar Martinez here in a second?
No, I'll just let you drive us.
No, because I feel like you have some strong feelings on this, so I'm going to let you take it.
Edgar Martinez got in his 10th time. I don't care what year you get in. That doesn't bother me. But what was different? Did he become better in year 10? This is his last chance, basically. But did he get better in year 10, or did he say, okay, well, we made him wait long enough? Let's consider this. Edgar Martinez, now we've lowered the standard here, buddy. 2,200 hits gets you in the Hall of Fame. 309 home runs gets you in the Hall of Fame. 1,200 RBIs gets you in the Hall of Fame now. And a guy that played, how many years did he play? He played from 87 to 04. He played 17 years. He made 7 All-Star teams. Hey, that's better than Tommy. Tommy played 23 years, made 5. But never won the MVP, never played in the World Series. He did win the batting title twice. I'll give him that. But we talk about niches in the game. He was a designated hitter. Didn't run, didn't throw, didn't field. Really didn't hit for power. He hit for average. And he was a good average, you know, hit for high average. But 312 is nice. 312 gets in the Hall of Fame now, I get that. But it's 2,200 hits and 309 home runs and 1,200 RBIs. That gets you in the Hall of Fame now?
I didn't think Edgar Martinez was a Hall of Famer.
When you watch Edgar Martinez play, and I did it for 17 years, whatever. Yeah. I thought, man, you know what? This guy's really, really good. But I never said, I can't wait to get to the ballpark today to go watch Edgar Martinez because I get to watch a Hall of Famer today.
I completely agree with that.
When you watch Derek Jeter, when you watched Chipper Jones, when you watched, you know, when you went to the ballpark and saw that guy go, man, today, that guy, that's a Hall of Famer. I get to see that guy back. I saw Cal Ripken play. You know what? I saw a Hall of Famer. I never got that feeling there.
I think you saw a Hall of Famer with Mariano. You did not see one with Edgar. As a Yankees fan, it hurts to say I don't think you saw one with Mike Mussina.
I agree.
I think Mike Mussina was a great pitcher.
Yep.
And he was a lot of fun to watch for a lot of years. I don't think he was a Hall of Fame guy.
I agree.
Now, I saw your Twitter yesterday, and I know you feel this way, and I do not agree with it. When I saw Roy Halladay pitch, I was watching a Hall of Famer. There was little doubt in my mind, especially later in his career with the Phillies, where he throws a perfect game in the World Series. There was no doubt in my mind that guy was the best ever to do it.
Put Don Larson in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, Roy Halladay's numbers blow Don's out of the water.
Roy Halladay doesn't blow a whole lot of people out of the water. He won 203 games.
He won Cy Youngs. He won a World Series. He was a dominant pitcher when he played the game. He walked away from the game early, if you recall. He stepped away. He was a dominant guy. You look back on it, and you remember watching him with Toronto and Philadelphia. He was a dominant pitcher of his generation. He was a Hall of Famer.
I would say this about Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay is the Sandy Koufax argument. Koufax got in, but Koufax was dominant for a very short time, and that's what you get with Roy Halladay. I get that. When he was on, yes, Roy Halladay was, you know, he had Hall of Fame years. Unfortunately, how many of them were there? 4, 5? He won 20 games twice.
Three times.
Yeah. 16 years, won 20 games 3 times. They did win 19 twice in there. But they were just, it took him so long to get started, and he retired early. I mean, you got to put Dale Murphy in now. For a short amount of time, Roy Halladay was the best at his position.
From 2002 to 2012, excuse me, he was dominant. Something caught my throat there. He was dominant. That's what he was.
Yeah. To be honest with you, even though Mussina had 77 more wins, I could see Halliday's argument more than Mussina's. Mussina lost 153 games. I mean, Mussina never won 20 games, right?
Yeah, he won it in his last year, I believe.
Oh, did he? I'll look that up.
I'm actually pretty sure about that.
And let me say this. This class as a whole.
Won it against Boston in a day-night doubleheader. He pitched the first game.
Okay.
And got 20.
This class as a whole was better than when we let Hal Baines in.
Yes.
Okay.
And what was the one that you ripped?
Tommy.
Was it Tommy?
Yeah. Tommy played 23 years, made 5 All-Star teams. I mean,
yeah.
In 18 of his years, his peers and the fans didn't think that he was one of the best in his position.
Yeah, Mike Mussina last year.
Yeah, his last year he won 20. You're right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mussina's one of them longevity things. Mussina was very, very consistent. Mussina's a great example of, here's Mussina, 18-5, 14-6, 16-5, 19-9, 19-11, 15-8, 13-10, 18-7. he won 18. He was 18 and 10, 18 and 11 a bunch. His average was 17 and 10. It was great. Very consistent. But at no point in time was he the best at his position. So at least Halliday has that over him. But that said, Messina had 280 wins and Halliday had 203 wins. But at no point in time did you say, well, Mike Messina's pitching today. That's it. That's a win. He's going to shut you down. He has shut down stuff, right? So I would not have voted for Mike Messina. I would have voted for Mariano Rivera. Because, as I said before, and again, it's a stronger argument for Hal Baines or against Hal Baines than it is for these other three characters here. But I'm going to go to Cooperstown. I'm hoping to go next year now and go to Syracuse, right? I won't run. I won't, on my bucket list, say, man, whatever I do today, I need to go see Hal Baines' bust. I need to go see his plaque. You know? Not his bust, his plaque. I can't wait to see Willie Mays's. I can't wait to see see Mickey Mantle's and Joe DiMaggio's. I can't wait to see Babe Ruth's.
Mariano Rivera's.
Mariano Rivera. Well, he won't be in there. Yeah, he'll be in there by the fall. Yeah. I can't wait to see those. But no one's going to run and go, man, I can't wait to go see Jim Thome's son. You see that guy right there, Jim Thome? Let me tell you about Thome, you know? I'm going to take my son to the Hall of Fame one day. I'm going to go, let me tell you about Harold Baines. Boy, if you needed a 270 hitter, they got about 80 RBIs a year, son. This guy could get it for you.
The best ability was availability. That's Harold Baines, son.
Yep.
He showed up.
Yeah. He did his post-game interviews. He's a really nice man. You know what I'm saying? But, again, we voted for Placido Polanco. We voted for Miguel Tejada.
Those guys are never going to get in.
We voted for Todd Helton and Scott Rowland and Jeff Kent. People voted for him from the Hall of Fame. I saw a bunch of people tweeting yesterday about the Hall of Fame, right? And voters. And they go, all right, here's the guys I voted for. And there were like 10 and 11 guys. I'm like, 9 guys. I'm like, hold on, man. Like, you voted for 9 guys to get in the Hall of Fame? What? I don't know. It's turned to the Hall of Good. The Hall of Very Good. And if you can make about 5 all-star teams in your career, well, you're going to go to Hall of Fame now.
The game is different than what it had been in the past. There's more of a parity across the league in the sense that there are better players than what it was decades and decades ago. So you're not seeing these dominant stats that you would see from past generations. And that's good or bad, depending on how you look at it. It probably makes the game better as a whole, but it's not as exciting for the fan base to see one particular player on one particular night. I don't know. There's a good and bad argument, too. I don't have a problem with any of the 4 that got elected yesterday as much as I have had in other classes.
I agree with that. I would agree with that. Let me ask you this. This is bad to say.
I still don't believe Edgar Martinez is a Hall of Famer.
I agree with that. Edgar Martinez was an all-star, right?
Yeah.
That's what he was. He was an all-star.
Yeah.
There's levels. There's guys that you know, play, make it to the major leagues. Do you call those guys? You know what you call those guys? Those guys were major leaguers. He made it to the big leagues. He's a big league player. He's a big leaguer. And then you got the guys that were voted to all-star teams. You know what those guys are, man? Those guys were all-stars. Those guys were great. Those guys were all-stars. And then the elite, the best of the best, those are Hall of Famers. Edgar Martinez was an all-star. I hate to ask this, but it was brought up on Twitter a couple times yesterday.
I know what you're going to ask. Does his death affect his election?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. I think a little bit. I don't know if he would have been a first ballot guy. I think he gets in. But
how many World Series did he win?
One with Philadelphia.
Okay. Hey, at least he won one. Martinez never played in one. I don't know if you hold that against him or not. We do in other sports. I don't know if you hold it against him or not. All right. I enjoyed the conversation.
That Philadelphia rotation was filthy for a while, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
With Holiday, Cliff Lee, and Cole Hamels.
I always hated Cliff Lee.
I hated Cliff Lee, too.
Because he turned us down. We tried to make a move for him like 8 times. He kept turning us down.
We tried as recent as like 2 seasons ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least it's not Harold Baines. we're past a break.
At least it's not Harold Baines.
But just let me give you Harold Baines just quickly, just for a second here, as a reference point through all this. Harold Baines played for 21 years Harold Baines had, well, you know what? Heck, he did have 2,800 hits. Martinez had like 2,200 hits. Harold Baines had more home runs and he had more RBIs. But Harold Baines finished in the top 10 of All-Star voting. MVP voting. Inside the top 10 once. And made 7 All-Star teams in 21 years. It made more than Tommy made. Just quickly, let me do this. Let me see how many times Edgar Martinez. What do you think of that All-Star voting? Like, you should finish in the all. I mean, in MVP voting, like you should get some MVP votes, right? He finished 3rd in MVP voting one time. He finished 14th one time. He finished 6th one time and 16th one time. So two times in his career, he finished in the top 10 in MVP voting. Zach, am I right by saying this, man? Shouldn't you be one of the 10 best players in the league? And that's just in your league, not all together. But you have AL MVP and NL MVP. So that's you're one of the top 20 players. He did it twice. One of the top 20 players, basically, twice in 18 years.
No doubt.
And that's a Hall of Famer?
I'm with you. I'm
okay. Bits. All right.
Quickly before we go to break, Bonds and Clemens both at 59% yesterday.
So they stay in, right?
They're in their voting still, but they only have, I think it's 2 years left, 3 years left.
Bonds is 7th, Clemens 7th. They have 3 years. Well, 3 years left. Yeah.
They make up that gap.
But they're moving up. They gained a little bit of momentum.
Do you think they make up that gap?
I think eventually both those guys will get in.
I hate that.
I do too.
I hate that.
I do too, but eventually those guys get in. Larry Stinking Walker almost got in. thank God. Look, Fred McGriff's a nice man. Fred McGriff is not a Hall of Famer. And thank goodness his 10 years are up. Goodness gracious. All right. A short break. When we come back, we'll open up phone calls. I'm going to say my question for 705 this morning. Hey, Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Yesterday, I started getting my documents together. I have to print out for December my bank statements for December. That's my last step is to do that. And they're in a rush right now because people in the initial rush, I wait to that. And I don't wait to the end because that end rush. I go right in the middle. So I'm still about a month away from going over and seeing the great folks over the Patterson's Tax Service. Let me be very clear about this. I want to make one simple message telling about the Patterson's Tax Service today. I know if I started counting hundreds of hundreds of people, whatever, I mean, I don't know how many that I know that go over there and have been over there. I've been doing this for the longest time now. I've never met anybody who ever came to me and said, hey, man, by the way, I don't use Patterson anymore. I found somebody else. I don't go to Donnie. I don't go to Russell anymore. I go to somebody else. Their expertise, how soon they get it back to you. These people know it backwards and forwards. No one, by the way, I think I'm right in saying this. No one files more electronic taxes in South Carolina than the Patterson's Tax Service. These people are awesome. I trust them. You can trust them. The simplest way I can put it is I used to worry about getting all this stuff up and doing it. I don't worry anymore. I just take my big old box over there, my folder over there, and hand it to them, and then they call me the next day and it's done. Take care of that. Peace of mind. 859-8289. A break will come back. Much more after this.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Tobacco Road as North Carolina State hosts the Tigers in Raleigh to take on Kevin Keats' Wolfpack in the PNC Arena in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game is at 1:30 with a 2 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station of Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99. Featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country, the Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
ACD Sports in Eastleigh says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastleigh is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastleigh on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
The holidays were trying for me, trying new recipes, new restaurants. I was trying too hard, and I felt sluggish. So this year, I'm trying the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge. And wow, I just take Metamucil every day for 14 days. And let me tell you, because Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs me down, I'm feeling lighter and more energetic. Are you ready to take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge with me? To get a coupon and daily tips, sign up now at Metamucil.com. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today. 225-5351. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, get to the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
You want my stock report for today, buddy? 423 vehicles right now at Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know how many new vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson? 284. Man, they moved some vehicles yesterday, buddy. They moved some yesterday. Good job, boys. Girls. 284 now. On their incredible lots. They have so many cars, they're on two different lots now. I think they're moving. I don't know exactly when, but last time I was there, I know they're moving. Right now, 3510 Clemson Boulevard, 324-0650. The certified pre-owned deal is a nice way to go about this. And that way you get certified benefits, the limited warranty coverage, the inspection, the Carfax report. You can see everything on that vehicle. So buy smart, own confidently with the folks at Granger Nissan and all makes and models. You can go and feel safe about buying the certified pre-owned from our friends at Nissan. Granger Nissan, it's all about the inventory where you get a huge selection right now. And you get that tax check back. Think about Granger Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of a lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. 324-0650. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our text line, 986-1566.
Hey, and I just want to say,
yes.
Way to go yesterday on saying there would never be unanimous selection. Idiot. Own it.
Oh, this is true. This is true right here, right?
Hey, this is true. Hey, way to go.
This is true.
Guess what?
Ah! All right. I'll let you take it. You tell us what happened.
No, it's just, you know, obviously we talked about yesterday. I don't know if he's talking to you or me because I said this on this show and then with Brad as well. I didn't think there was ever going to be a unanimous selection to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
You know why there was one? Because there was a Boston voter who abstained yesterday. He said, I was not going to vote for him, but yeah. I didn't want to get in the way. I abstained.
I get it. And I made that statement, and I think you made that statement, based on the fact that there was previous players before this year's class where you look at the Hank Aarons of the world, the Babe Ruths of the world, the Jackie Robinsons of the world, the Willie Mays of the world, and you go, the Ken Griffey's of the world. You go, these guys can't get the unanimous selection. I mean, who's gonna, right?
Right.
And you look at that, and you made that statement. Yesterday was obviously history was made. And this clown this morning goes, oops, all caps, oops again. On yesterday's show, he said there would never be a unanimous pick in Major League Baseball. Guess what? Yesterday was history. Yesterday, you were wrong. Own it. I don't know why he's yelling, but he got up this morning. Imagine this.
Yeah.
Imagine getting up before 7. You're stretching it out. You throw on the Mickey Plyler show as you normally do in your
routine.
Probably
playing it before you went to bed.
Probably. And you go, I got to get on him tomorrow. I got to tell him how wrong he was for saying there would never be unanimous selection in Major League Baseball Hall of Fame history. Never going to happen. Man, am I going to show him.
I don't remember saying it.
I think he's probably talking to me.
But so if it is you, then I'm coming to your defense right now. Brother, we're going to come to your job. Well, are you going to text Zach every time he's right about something? Because your fingers are getting tired. You wear out your keyboard. The guy's right about almost everything. And the guy's wrong about one thing, and you can't wait to capitalize it and say, you were wrong again, buddy. You were wrong. Own it. I wonder how many times a day you're wrong at your job.
Whatever.
So I don't even remember you saying it, but you said it.
I think I said it on Brad's show. I don't remember saying it on this one, so it's got to be me. But I hope your day gets better, friend. You know.
Yesterday you were wrong. Own it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. What's going on in your life, buddy? What makes you so bitter in your life that you've got to go attack Zach Orr about something he said about Major League Baseball, and you got to capitalize it? And the very first text, not good morning, not how you doing. You have to attack Zach Orr to say, you were wrong, man.
Oops,
you were
again.
Wrong.
Oops.
Well, guess what, buddy? You got us.
You got me, bud.
The text police got Zach Orr. You showed him, pal.
I got.
You I showed got, him. You got. Bait him. Texture said he's like the Tony Romo WCCP. Sure you are.
I got.
Hey, what day is it today, Zach?
Today is Wednesday.
You were right again.
Nailed it.
Own it. What time is it, Zach?
It is 6:56.
You're right again.
Let's go.
Own it.
Yeah.
How do you say Placido?
Placido Polanco. Placido.
Own it.
Oh, boy.
For this guy, I would try milk in my cereal.
Yeah?
Yeah, rather than human waste. Jeez. On his cornflakes.
What do we have on tap for the rest of the show today? We got 2 more hours.
At 7:05 this morning, I'm perusing, by the way, man, I've got all my boards laid out. I'm starting my 2021 recruiting board. So yesterday, I'm perusing, reading Amanda Butler's quotes, and I am reading some preseason, pre-basketball stuff, and I'm looking at a bunch of recruiting different things there, and I'm on the board, and somebody on, I think it's Tiger Illustrated, asked a statement, is Alabama our rival now? And as much as I like to say yes, I want to say yes and no. So I'm going to get in that at 7:05 this morning. How about that? I think that'll go over.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be great. Perfect.
Can't wait.
QTC says, back off, right, police. Zach is the best thing that ever happened to Mickey's show. I agree.
Mickey is the best thing to happen to Mickey's show.
No. Zach or show.
I appreciate the tire pumping this morning, but we're just here for a good time.
Own it. So we'll talk about that.
Oops.
Get your thoughts together for that. Quickly, let me just finish up on the Hall of Fame stuff. Here's what some people say. We want Dale Murphy, LOL. Kelly Bryant was an all-star. Trevor Lawrence is a Hall of Famer. Nathan, my baseball guy, says, my opinion, Martinez is the third best DH of all time. Ortiz, Baines, Martinez. And I said, but only one of us is a Hall of Famer. He goes, Ortiz, Big Poppy, will be the very first, on the first ballot when he's eligible. I agree with that. I think Big Poppy, and a lot of people, like a guy on Twitter said yesterday, well, if Edgar Martinez was a Yankee, he'd say it. No, because I said I wouldn't vote for Messina. I'd vote for Jeter. I'd vote for Mariano Rivera. I put it this way, Bernie Williams is not a Hall of Famer. Right? No. Tino Martinez is not a Hall of Famer.
Is Jeter going to get unanimous?
I don't know. I'm not sure of that.
He's first ballot.
He's first ballot for sure. I don't know. I put it this way. I'm scared to say because I don't have to own it later.
That's true. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Just making
sure. We're going to sit in silence for the rest of the show.
Right. But one other quick one here. This is a great point. The Hall of Fame voters need to learn the difference in an AVP and MVP. Either you're a valuable player or you're the most valuable player. It's a good point. I appreciate everybody checking in on that.
Again, this is not the worst Hall of Fame class we've ever seen in my life.
No, this is not. This is actually the worst.
A pretty good one comparative to the last couple.
Right. At least I can see reasons for it. At least we're having a discussion. Now, I don't think you should have a discussion.
Not where you're going, Tomei. Jim Tomei's a Hall of Famer?
Look, let's be clear about this, and then we got to get top of the hour right
if
here.
If his wife was listening that morning, she left him.
He's a nice guy. If we his started voting for nice guys.
She left him. His kids changed their last name.
No,
they left.
No, we started pulling for nice guys. That's great. But if you had to have the conversation, the answer is no. Our...